iTunes, here on NKNRadio.com, and all those other good places to get your podcasts. Welcome, gentlemen.
You know, after, what have you been doing this, 8 years? 25 years now?
Show number 401.
We got like nothing for the... for what do we call it, the opening showdown? Pose off. We posed everything. Only thing we can do is pose a threat.
Out of pose off stuff.
There's no pose off stuff. It's just weak because I think there's a subconscious concern that if we throw anything up that's mediocre, the other two are going to nail us.
Ridicule. I thought about jumping up and doing the running man, but no.
Running man dance is done.
I so know.
That would have got you an automatic loss.
When's the last time you ran?
Been a little while.
When the pizza man came to the door.
When I had knees is when I last time I ran.
They asked me that going into surgeries. They're like, do you feel like you could get up and run if you have to? I was like, the doctor's not that scary.
What if it was a redhead nurse?
Maybe. Right, but they were like, no, like in case you wanted to, I was like, I never want to run. So he's like, what if something bad's coming? I was like, I will stand and fight to my death before I run.
Well, it's FAFO for what's coming. That's what I said.
Right? She's like, what if it's like Godzilla? I was like, I'm gonna like hug him as he kills me. I'm gonna go.
One big giant talon. He's just gonna.
Like, he's gonna off. Think I'm attacking. I just want to hug him, and shake him, and call him Georgie.
Bugs Bunny.
I'm George. One Georgie. But you know, I mean, not bragging, but I about a month ago, for the heck of it, I haven't ran in a while. I ran 2 miles just to do it, and I was still alive.
Did your car break down? You need help fixing it.
Jim is not that.
I need to send you money for gas. What's Jim going on?
Jim is not just some guy I meet at the back of the bar.
I don't know any Jim.
But I was I was impressed. I survived. I was like, I actually did it. But damn, the next 4 or 5 days, my quads were on fire. I can get going up and down the steps was an adventure. Like muscles, like, you shouldn't have done that.
I sprained my toe mashing the accelerator to the floor. Anyways,
well, you pick your pain, either in the gym or... which you guys do.
Yeah, whatever. I'm done with that. So anyways.
Still going. Still strong.
This week, we picked another oldie movie. We kind of went with, we threw a snag on it this time. There's a new Running Man out.
That might have influenced it. That might have influenced it. He had another reboot.
But we went back and watched the original Running Man with Schwarzenegger. Okay, so we had a little technical difficulty, but we're back. We were talking about picking a movie, and we picked The Running Man because there's a new Running Man out in the theaters, which has a different storyline.
Oh, did you like check out the summary synopsis?
No, I saw a trailer for it.
Oh.
So it's like a guy who's doing that to save his daughter or something.
Okay, that's different.
Yeah, that's different. Competing... So now I guess it's like voluntary competing instead of force. You know, you can't force people to do anything nowadays. That would be bad, right? You don't want to show that like a dictatorial.
Yeah, well, they
don't
definitely
want to show
Arnold.
An all-powerful government as being bad.
Would
right
never
now.
Happen. Would one never
side,
happen.
One side that's really mad about somebody in office would be really mad.
Yeah, but
if
they
you
didn't
expose what their side wants to do.
Never.
They did
happen.
Not force Arnold to wear a mask. So, what's up with that?
Yeah, so anyways, we watched the old one, and I got a kick out of it. I forgot. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I forgot James Brown was in it.
There's a lot of people in it I forgot about.
Yeah,
let's put a stamp on it. What year was that?
1997.
I thought we were picking a 90s. Did we pick an 80s or 90s? Oh, it was an 80s one.
Hey, this was an 80s week.
Oh, when I was watching it, I thought it was 90s.
Why would you think that?
I don't know. Well, it's just because Arnold, he and Stallone and a couple others own that era. Yeah. Okay.
So there's just some things. Like I remembered most of the characters. I'll be honest with you, I totally forgot about the first half, the first like 5 minutes where he escaped the prison. Completely forgot about
that's,
that.
That wasn't that big a deal. Well, right out the gate, I this is random. Of course, only one Asian guy, and he gets killed first. Freaking odd job from James Bond. One Asian, the whole movie.
No, that's not odd job from James Bond.
No, it wasn't.
Why not?
But you're right. He was the first one killed, but it wasn't.
That
He's not
was
Aja.
Sinatra from the WWE.
Yeah,
oh, God,
because they had a lot of. They had
you
Jesse
think
the
all
Body
those Asians
Ventura.
look
The
alike?
Mats.
That's BS.
Yeah, they had a couple wrestlers there. Jesse the Body
Boy,
Ventura was
seems
in it.
well. Hey, put a red shirt on before we go
I
to
think the Buzzsaw guy was a
the
wrestler too. Gus something? I don't remember him.
No, but
You
that
might be
was
mixing
Jesse the
Gigantic.
Body Ventura was Gus.
We, of
No,
course, that was
Jesse
an easy
was
pick.
Captain Patriot or
Freedom,
whatever.
Captain Freedom.
Captain
But
Freedom.
my point is, I just want to say the one Asian, you might as well have worn a red shirt and you put him on skates. And what did you do? What are you doing to my people?
Where did
That's
that
all I
come
want
from? Whose idea was that?
to say. Yeah, who's in the work room, the writing
Yeah.
room on that one?
Oh, it's
So I
definitely
just wanted to say that.
80s smoke was going on,
I
that's for
totally
sure.
thought that was odd job. I thought it, because here, let me just put this up front. One, the difference in this movie opposed to the past 2 weeks where we did 60s, 70s, actually saw this in the theater as a kid. That was different from the TV
Yeah.
and commercials. Actually saw it, so that added a different lick. I'm just saying that added a different lick
I saw the aerobics. I was like, oh yeah, I remember. Aerobics was the
Hey!
big thing there. I don't remember people doing it in the lingerie. Like coming home from work and be like, I'm gonna work out in my teddy. If it is, maybe I'd be in shape now because I'd be like, let me go work out with the girls in their teddies.
So obviously you didn't see this movie at the time because
Teddies. He
you would
said
have done it.
teddies, ladies and
I
gentlemen.
probably did, but I don't
Teddies.
know if that dawned on me then. Maybe it did.
Dawned. So New York.
Dawned.
Dawned on him.
I don't know. Maybe it did. I'm trying to think back to back then. I remember that being like one of the first movies I remember, like spandex outfits, so right, like her outfit.
Well, I mean, it's a throwback. It's back to the Jane Fonda workout tapes
Yeah.
and all that. Because I don't know, they just look. It was just different. They were clean and almost like robotic, plastic people. There wasn't like thing words like juicy weren't involved back then. They weren't like thick. They looked like mannequins in my to my memory. I don't
The
know how many
robot,
'80s.
the workout people, or
The
the
workout ladies,
character?
the workout ladies, the showgirls. They didn't have the same. They weren't fleshy.
Yeah,
They
but I
just they
think they
looked.
were a knock on the like the Rockettes from Rockefeller's from Times
I don't know.
Square's
I didn't.
Rockefeller
They look.
Center kind
Well, it
of
was
thing.
also, that was the heyday of Victoria's Secret getting kicking off and everything. So that was the models back then.
Yeah,
Okay. It's how they all looked.
I don't think I had a problem with that. I
No,
thought
it's
the
just throwback memories. Throwback memories.
Yeah,
There's a good handful of them.
I forgot how much I liked this movie. I
It was
think it
better than memory.
relatively held up.
I
Well,
don't
the
know.
thing,
There were so many in the 80s that this is just like this. I don't know if this
this
would
is
crack the
just,
top 25 or 30 out of
yeah,
all that
but I
decade.
just meant like the storyline. Like sometimes I watch old movies of what the future's going to be, and it's like, man, they miss so much. I don't know if they necessarily missed a ton on this one.
Well, it's another dystopian story, right?
Yep.
From last week, just their version of it with like 90s clothing. Oh, because I believe it was
80s clothing.
2017,
80s
80,
clothing.
sorry, but this is supposed to be 2017. I think that was the year they
Yeah,
threw out.
right. So
Yeah.
we just
And some
passed
of that
that.
stuff, I hate to say
Right.
it, not getting political, some of it, I saw shades of that. And that the opera singing Rainbow Bright fat dude, he was driving like that was a little mini Tesla. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
had a
right? Like
little
he had the mini
so
Tesla and he was just like
smart
weird,
car, smart car.
like
And
drunk
then
guy that sings opera.
AI, when they faked it, faked Richard's dying.
Yeah,
So
right?
I'm just saying, little
I didn't, that's what I'm
2000,
saying. I thought it
little
held
bit.
up pretty well.
No, I'm saying it
It's,
matches with OG
yeah, right. Well,
2017. That's my
that's what I
point.
mean. It held up. I liked the opera singing guy. He was in that movie, The Wanderers. He was the big
Whoa.
leader of the Baldies.
No deep pull there.
Oh, that was a deep pool. I
Oh man,
never
I
got
loved
that.
that movie as a kid. That was a fun movie. And to see him, I was like, oh my God, I forgot that was the same guy. So,
Well, for me, the biggest, I didn't see it at the time when it first came out. I saw the movie, but I didn't see this particular thing. It was Richard Dawson
Oh, he
as
stole it. He's
he
the star.
stole the movie. I didn't really
Oh,
catch it the
yeah.
first time because I was a big Arnold fan. But in watching it this time, I said, damn, Richard Dawson made this
Nailed
movie.
it. He nailed it.
Yeah.
No, I do remember there was a critic who did say that this role was made for him. It was like a dark Family Feud host. And all the little – I caught it. Thanks for bringing that up. Even – you notice how he held the mic, the little pinky up and the index finger up just a little bit too? That's classic. I mean, that just the tiniest nuance. And he commanded the set because that's what he did for like 10 years on Family Feud. He commanded the kisses and just the quick quirks on the, you know, on the fly. He destroyed
it. And I love the like nonchalant, like, here's the home game. Like, he was like aggravated, you know. He did steal it. He definitely was a great villain.
This goes back to what we've discussed. I know I brought up several times every hero movie, even though this wasn't capes and cowls, it all depends on hangs on the villain. Joker, whatever, because you notice we'll bring it back to Schwarzenegger. Batman, the very first one, was awesome. He had freaking Academy Award winner playing Joker. But then fast forward, when he's good at what he does, but in terms of being the baddie, Schwarzenegger is Mr. Freeze. He's not that strong an actor for that role.
He didn't do it.
The villain, what the villain has to be the best actor on the set for every superhero movie.
And Richard Dawson, like, I was trying to think watching this, like, I remember him early in Hogan's Heroes,
of course,
and then Family Feud, and I don't remember, and then this, and I don't remember him being in anything else.
Well, those are his top two, easy. Anything else will be
third. He was in several of those. Disaster movies like Poseidon Adventure and those types.
Was in that?
Well, I don't know about that one in particular, but he was in.
We're gonna call him that.
Naming it.
Well, that's the only one that came to mind.
He was like this. He was in that. No,
you know, like Terminator and Star Trek.
Disaster movie that came to mind. Yeah, there was a whole slew.
I don't know, I'm gonna give a ruling. I don't know. I'm voting on the ruling of that. That's a personal foul. That was.
I think you need to go in the booth, pick up your yellow flag, and check the replay out.
I am not going to the penalty box.
Unnecessary roughness.
that was just uncalled for. But yeah, he did a great job. He did a great job.
He's like the Mr. Terrific of the Average Man movie. He starred in this one, even though he didn't say. And I liked him in Hogan's Heroes. He was the Irishman, right? Was the Irish or just British? British guy.
I think he's British.
Right. And I liked him in hell. I liked him in Family Feud. And
I did too. I think
you look back.
He
made out with all the girls, the hot girls on Family Feud. I remember as a kid. He just gets to kiss. It wasn't even on the cheek. He kissed him straight up on the COVID lips, if you recall. All of them.
All the Devil's Brigade.
Don't do the
yes,
lookup.
Yes, he was.
Don't do the lookup. He seemed like a personable guy.
Now I want to see if he was in Poseidon Adventure.
Do not look that up.
It's the only one I can think of. He might have been an airport.
Gene Hackman is the only one you'll ever
see. He was in No Disaster Movie.
Oh, he wasn't? I mean, I thought he was.
Out of one. I mean, there were some movies that were disasters.
Let's get back to.
Well, that's what I was talking about. He was in movies, bad movies.
But
that's not what you're talking about.
Yes, it was. You don't know any better.
But anyway, blaspheme, I mean, liar.
You're going to say I was only in one movie that was like big, and you nailed your role. That's a pretty good one.
No, you hang your head. Your career made. I mean, you already had Family Feud.
He was a great villain for that movie.
Just as an aside, it vexed me a little bit. Out of all the things we picked in the 70s and 80s, we didn't go for the easy ones like any one of the Star Warses, like Empire Strikes Back, or I mean those.
I think we just kind of picked this one because the new Running Man was coming out, and it was like
if not subconsciously, yes.
Yeah. Oh, and you said you were going to go see the new one. You're going to take one for the team and go watch it.
Was it that one? Was that, or it felt like something else? I think you guys poo pooed me on it. Like,
I wasn't going to poo poo you for wasting an hour of your life.
I was ahead of you. I wasn't going to go to watch the movie. Hey guys, let's talk. Nah, you would. I'm not going to waste an hour and a half.
But I remember like the little tunnels they shot him down. Like it was like somebody's ride. Oh yeah.
Well, it's kind of like again, Empire Strikes Back when Luke goes through the tunnels or whatever. But The point being, I don't know if you guys got this. I always forget the name of the franchise, the one with Jennifer Lawrence. It's another the games they do.
Hunger Games.
There's reminiscent of that too, where you have a dystopian society, but you've got this upper class. They can replicate, food, and they're all well dressed, and they have spaceship Tesla things and nice buildings, but it
Well,
was
I don't know if that
supposedly.
was a Tesla thing. I think it was a Volkswagen with some sheet metal on it.
I'm just saying,
No,
outside
it
of
was
the,
electric. Wait, no, you're right. It was electric.
but there's like the again, I can't the Mockingbird bird or the Jennifer Lawrence series.
Mockingjay or
Yeah,
Jay
the one I
Lee
will
or
not watch.
whatever.
That was the first movie I almost actually stood up and walked out. It was so, for me, it was a big
You should have
hit. It was
seen
so bad.
Fantastic Four in the theater. But anyway.
Which one?
Yep. The
Now, I like the third one.
2015
The
one.
second one didn't. Oh, that's a low blow. That's like a ticket. That's how you take out Buzzsaw.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said some non-PC things, which I enjoyed. And I can't even think what they were, but there were a couple of non-PC statements in there. I like the old lady saying MF-er.
Yeah, it's always funny watching old people drop up MRF.
And
But
it's just,
I
well, I was
thought,
going to go ahead.
oh,
Go
go
ahead.
ahead.
I was going to say, it's kind of funny the stars that made it, like the brainy guy who usually is like the Asian tech or whatever, they kept it with the white guy. I don't remember him in anything else. His career didn't go anywhere, but you cherry pick here and there. Some people's careers took off. I forgot her name, the Hispanic Latina lady. Her career was hot. She did the Robin Williams, Moscow on the Hudson, and then it feels like one or two others. But then I, for Warren's sake, I had an opportunity to meet her at an event, but I was like about in 2008, 2010 or something. Like, nah, not so much. I don't want to. But if that was
You know,
1986 or something, I'd be, oh yeah, I'm all over. I want to meet her.
watching it, I
So
thought she looked familiar, and I actually went and like did the lookup to see,
don't
and there's
rabbit hole.
very
Don't
few.
rabbit hole.
No, I didn't rabbit hole. I just
I
kind of
did.
looked to see who it was, and there's very few movies she was in that I actually saw. She looked familiar, but
Moscow on the Hudson is what comes up for me with Robin Williams. Because
okay,
she showed her boobies in
yeah.
that. I have selective memory or better, sharper memory when you
Yeah, I
show
guess
boobies.
so. I just looked and I was like, a lot of them are movies I never saw, right? Some of them are
But
movies I think, man, I should go watch, right? But
she did well. She was a star during the
yeah.
80s.
Apparently, I mean, there's a
Like
bunch of
legit.
movies I'd say it's
And
over 20.
for Latina as well, that's an accomplishment. It was hard back then.
Yeah,
Harder.
especially in the 80s. All right.
No, I
So.
remember because when Robin Williams' character was defecting from Russia, he like it was a Macy's or something. He jumped behind the counter and put his head under his skirt to hide. Like, okay.
Not a
Say,
bad
oh,
choice.
well, no.
Not a bad
Choices.
choice.
Choices. It's all about choices.
Yeah.
So, but now we can get into the like, who is the black guy? We had Jim Brown. I forgot he was
Jim
in that.
Brown is
Totally.
Fireball, which I totally forgot.
Fireball.
You're talking the other
But the
guy.
companion, he was like in a bunch of 70s movies.
Yeah, he
Like
was in,
major. Oh,
actually,
gosh, you're
he
right.
was
I can't
in,
think of who he
I
is, though.
think, wasn't he the guy, wasn't he, William Laughlin, right?
That's his
No, that
name?
was his.
There's no way that's his name.
No, Yaphet Kotto, that was his name.
Oh, wow. I'd never pull that one.
But he was in a ton of things. He was in
Yeah, he's a working actor for
in
sure.
Alien. He was in
Oh,
Friday
there you
Foster,
go.
right?
There
Yeah,
you
like because I
go.
looked him up too, because I was like, man, that guy's been a ton of things. He was in I'm just naming some of the bigger stuff. He had some other movies and some smaller stuff. But he was in a bunch of things, and I was like, yeah, he was just in a lot of different kind of movies. He was more of a role actor most of the time, right?
No, but he's like one of those guys. He was a face of the 70s and a little bit of the 80s. Kind of
Yeah.
like, I can't remember, like this was one guy and I'll have to look him up. I shouldn't even bring it up, but there's just like this one actor, a white guy. It seemed like he was in all the bonanzas, all the different TVC. He just went from show to show to show.
Or that one bald guy who was like an A team, a villain in the A team, and a villain in Greatest American Hero, a
Yeah.
villain. Like he was like a
Oh,
villain in
yeah.
everything. The bald guy, you'd know him
Yeah,
if you
he was
saw him.
in
You're like,
Predator. He was the one in Predator who was shaving his head dry. That's the guy you're talking about, right?
I don't remember
think
that.
so. Mm-hmm. This was a skinny little dude.
No, it wasn't him, because this is a Jack. This guy was Jack, but he played a lot of villains as well.
Timing wise, I don't know how long I'm going to keep this version of Fu Manchu thing I have going here. But then you remember, I saw a GIF for me the other day, like Die Hard, and once you saw that Asian guy, he was like balding with the long hair, and then he had the Fu Manchu. He's the one in Die Hard, pinned
yeah,
the string,
yeah, yeah,
and then
yeah.
He went in for the candy bar. The meme is like, once you saw this guy, it's going to be a great movie. But he's like one of those character actors. He just keeps popping up.
You don't know who he is, but you know when you see him, it's idea. Going to be good.
But he's made a great living for himself because he's in like 60 different things.
He's like in top movies, but he's that third tier. He's not even second tier, but just that one move from Die Hard. Like, he's got the gun out, he's ready, and then he like looks down at the cookie or the candy bar, and he goes down to get a little snack. Iconic moment.
Yeah. But that's all you need is to just have those little pieces here and there.
So. Yeah, I feel bad though during that year because randomly I remember an article of Arnold from, and this is really on the periphery, Different Strokes. Like, he had a rough life, poverty and all that, because that this whole culture of going to cons and autographing stuff hadn't been invented yet, and people are killing money. But he lived a really poverty. He had all kinds of fame, but he had no money, no way to generate funds. No one's hiring
and
him.
Back then, it seemed like agents really raked guys over, and not maybe not agents as much as like managers,
studios, even, man.
You look at like what Don King did to people and stuff, right? They just stole money from
him. He's greatest marketing genius ever.
King will sue us from his grave, because that's what he did a lot.
That's why we loved. That's the only reason we liked Rocky V. Was it when he had to fight gun? What's his name? Shotgun? Not shotgun. Machine gun? Something. Where he was down and out, and he trained the kid. His son didn't like him.
I didn't watch.
That's
I
how
stopped.
Bad it was. But there was a Don King.
I stopped after the Russian thing. I was like, nope, I'm done.
It got better at the end. Anyway, I don't want to be diverse.
But anyways, so I don't know. I genuinely was glad we picked this movie and watched it. I haven't seen it in a long time.
I would never have watched it again if not as an homework assignment.
I
would not.
I will say every now and then I catch a little bit on TV.
It was fun.
I kind of expect to see it a little bit more with the remake out. Trying to drag people into watching stuff on TV, but it was fun.
I was surprised Shotgun randomly. I was surprised he did the "I'll be back." I thought that was trademark Terminator only, but he said it twice in this one. It was a standalone line.
I think that was a trademark Arnold Schwarzenegger line, and everybody wanted to Terminator. See it.
But there's so many as a kid back then, there were so many 80s movies that, again, this wouldn't even broken the top 25 or 30. No. The only memory I have from this is after he signed the contract, he stabbed the guy in the back with the pen. I thought that was metal.
I didn't remember that.
But that was my number one memory of the entire thing. I forgot about the Latina lady. I forgot Jesse, all of them.
I'm going to say I remember Richard, when I started watching it. I mean, obviously, I remember the bad guys and some of the things when I saw him. I remember the Richard Dawson character.
I remember the character, but I'm saying the number one was the pen. And but that's other details, actors, scenarios. Okay. And
I remember Richard Dawson, but I didn't remember him this good in the movie.
I remember him this
well
good.
Met
I remember it was just made for him. It's like he was born to play this role. His whole career led up to this. He could look, just it was so natural. He commanded the whole set. I don't think he was that bad a guy, but you could see him in the whatever ready room and just like BS that, fire them. If he's mopping floors tomorrow, you're mopping floors. Just being a real a-hole and getting away with it. And again, just little nods. It's 2017. He's making a couple calls to the department of the government that handles media just to
the government. Yeah.
So, and then again, it was just a little bit too on the nose. Somebody knew that was like Trump on the elevator or escalator. A couple of those calls. Yeah. So, and then it makes me sad. They're all like, so many are gone, and Arnold is. he's right on the threshold of getting looking elderly. I saw Chevy Chase a couple times online. I'm like, wow, there's just like this giant jump from like, okay, they're getting kind of old, a little grizzly, but like Chevy Chase is legit elderly now.
Yeah, of them you haven't seen in like 10 or 15 years.
Understandable. I'm just saying that the people in the 80s, Fletch or whatever, that they were young and vibrant, and it just makes me sad that we're...
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I've seen Chevy Chase in something.
It was a random thing that came up. A video came up. I think it was like Caddyshack. Somebody named his golf place Caddyshack, but changed the name a little bit, and then it was a big thing that Chevy showed up, and like you could see, you could tell the nuances, like with Biden a little bit, that when he talked through the dentures, and then he was just making elderly comments. It just made me like, oh damn.
Well, goddamn, he's got to be what, 80 something?
Definitely 70s by now. But you get there's some 80-year-olds who are still quite vibrant and on, you know, they're sharp as a tack.
82.
There you go, boom, shakalaka.
Yeah.
But But there's like Bill Murray is still vibrant. Like you listen to him, he's still got all his cognitive.
Yeah,
wits
but
about
if
him.
You saw him on Rogan a couple weeks ago, he looked fragile.
Really?
Ugh. I mean, his mind was there, but he just looked really fragile.
Like yeah, I don't know if you ever like hugged an old person, like a grandma, whatever. Like that, they're on their final decade, whatever. They feel physically fragile.
I'll do it in a couple weeks when I go to see Warren.
Here, I got something for both of you.
Hey, careful. Don't throw those up too hard, or they might snap.
You're going to have to make sure I don't break them. Like, maybe he breaks a hip or something, or an arm.
We have some slower...
I hate both of you sometimes.
Slower listeners out there.
Right now,
Warren's old. he saw the original Omega Man in theaters. He went
that
up
is
and
true.
Looked
and he
that
drove
himself
true.
There. He was like 26 at the time.
That is not up, true.
He looked up and said, "Ooh, another talkie."
I'm so glad they stopped those intermissions in the middle.
No, I still had intermissions. I had cartoons. Had a movie, cartoons, and a movie.
You had cartoons? Back in the old days. Did your arm hurt from flickering the thing?
running
the wheel.
Yeah, it was before child labor law. So I had to go and wind up the projector.
Did you have like the sirens for the bomb of potential?
Quick, under your wooden desk. That's gonna protect you from a nuclear bomb.
No, that was us, Phil. Jet next. We had the desk to provide. But now we've learned, though, through sci-fi, as you would put it, Indiana Jones, you just have to jump in a refrigerator.
Just jump in the fridge.
jump in a fridge and you're good.
Anyways. I don't know. Again, I'm happy we watched this.
What you're saying at the same time, I don't know if I, for the rest of my life, I don't know if I would have ever watched it again.
No, I don't think I would have.
I'm not sure I would have either unless I caught like part of it on TV.
Well, that even I don't know if I'd stick to it. I think the fingers would keep clicking, clicking, clicking.
I'd watch it probably for 5 or 10 minutes and move on to something else.
It would have to be in a part that like had my interest to keep it on TV. You know what I mean? But I'd watch it if I started watching it. I'd finish it. I would definitely say that.
There has to be a term or terminology for when you go on Netflix, at least on your computer, and you spend an hour clicking. You don't actually ever watch a film or anything. And I mean, a couple of things popped up, like Terminator 2. That for that time, my age or whatever age we were back then, that movie was absolutely amazing and incredible. But even that, I'd slide by. So a movie like Running Man, that wouldn't even that's a snowball's chance in heck for me actually.
Yeah, I don't know. I probably would have.
I would watch Commando.
Just for the nostalgia aspect.
Commando, and a Predator are higher.
Oh yeah! Predator,
I hadn't thought about that one forever.
Predator is like, oh hey, whoa! I forgot about. Oh yeah, let's watch that for a little bit, right? But like,
oh, yeah,
Warren,
I met Duke. That was like kind of a cool moment once at an event. The bald-headed black guy who killed the scorpion on the shoulder. He's a cool guy.
So we're going to. I don't know what we're gonna do for next week.
We got trailers.
We'll definitely do a show. We got some trailers to talk about next week. Halo second season. No, not Halo.
No. The Fallout.
Fallout. I'm sorry. Fallout second season.
And Monarch. Come on.
Godzilla.
We got some King Kong. Things. We got some King Kong. Got
some Kong and Godzilla. And we'll have a couple other things. We might do another old movie. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see.
Oh, did we want to pull a movie for the 90s?
We'll do it off air and they'll be surprised for it.
Oh.